Okay, Rebbe Yosef Simon Tzadi, hey, Se'if Aleph, which we're about to begin, introduces us to the famous concept of nat bar nat, which is double infusion of taste. The case in the Gemara on the Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis in Chulin, the same case in Shulchan Aruch, is dagim sha'alu b'kaira, if you have some fish that are ole in a fleshiga plate. So there's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's aser la'achlo b'kutach, and Shmuel says it's mutter la'achlo b'kutach. Right? Rav says that this fish that was ola b'ka'ara, you're not allowed to eat the fish with milchig dressing, and Shmuel says it's mutter to eat it with milchig dressing. The Gemara explains that according to Rav, it's also because it's nice and tam, and Shmuel says it's mutter because it's what we call nat bar nat, no same tam, bar no same tam. Mizak the Gemara, when Rav made his statement, it's not that Rav said beferish that it's aser. Rather, once upon a time, Rav went to Mibsimi bar Chiya, who was Rav's grandson, and he went there and his eyes were hurting, so they made him a certain ointment to put on his eyes. Shaifa bitza, right? Afterwards, so they cooked in that pot. And the Gemara says that he tasted the taste of the ointment, right? Apparently to make an ointment, they do something, and they cook the ointment in the pot, and they cook some stuff in the pot after. And Rav, when he tasted the food that was cooked after, he says, oh my gosh, it tastes like ointment, right? So you get an impression that not bar nat, because that case of chayr is a double, you've seen this time, there's the time of this bitter stuff in the food that goes into the keli, etc., that's going to be aser. So this says, no, maybe there's no raya, because that case is nafish merara tfei, maybe that case was particularly bitter. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. The maskot of the gemara, however, is hilchasa dagim shalo b'kaira mutar la'achlan b'kutach. That's the halacha. Now Taisus over here quotes that the case in the Gemara is dagim sha'olu b'kaira. Olu means that I either have hot fish on a cold plate or cold fish on a hot plate. Right? It's a fleshiga plate, and either hot fish on the cold plate or cold fish on the hot plate. But if it would be nisbashlu, if you would cook it, so then what would be the din? So Tosis quotes that Rashi says it's permitted, but the Rivan quoted his Zayda, the Rivan quoted his father-in-law, that, right, which is Rashi, again, right, Tosis quotes that Rashi says that it's mutter even nispashlu, but Tosis also quotes that the Rivan quoted Rashi that nispashlu is going to be aser. That's what it says here in Tosis, and this issue is a machlokas mechaber and Rama Ladina. Right, the mechaber says that dagim sha nispashlu o nitzlo, we'll have to talk about that detail in a minute, but dagim shenispashlu o nitzlu in a fleshiga pat is mutter la'achlan b'kutach, because it's not barnat. The Ramah in Se'if Beis writes, yesh machmirin b'tzliya u'bishel, lesser, not barnat, no? Ramah says that you should be machmir, the minig is lesser l'chatzchila, but the evidence mutter, etc., right? So the machlik is Mechaber Ramah, whether we follow what Rashi said, that Dagim Shin Espashlo is mutter, or whether we follow what the Rivan quoted from Rashi, that Dagim Shin Espashlo is going to be Aser. Ad Kan, the Din and Shulchan Aruch. Now, what's the Raya? What's the Raya that Taisus quotes that Dagim Shin Espashlo should be mutter? Or what's the raya that dagim shen nispashlu should say should be aser? What's the raya that we should assume that nat bar nat aydei bishul is aser? So Tosis says yesh lahavi raya ledevarav mitznon shechatacha b'sakin da aser la'achloi b'kutach mishun da agav chorfei balatvei v'choshev kechad taima. If I cut a radish with a fleshiga knife, and by the way, in the Gemara, right after the Hilchasa that Dagim Shalo B'Kaira is mutter, the next line in the Gemara is Tznon Shechatacha B'Sakin Shechatacha B'Basar, you can't eat. Dagim Shalo B'Kaira, I am allowed to eat with milchik dressing, but a radish that I cut with a fleshiga knife, I should not eat it with a with milchik dressing. So zoktosis, the radish that they cut with the knife is considered chad taima, right? It's not a nat bar nat case, right? L'chayv, that should be nat bar nat also. No, you have a fleshik knife, you cut an onion, you cut a radish, that should be a nat bar nat, right? Yet it's aser la'achla in kutach. So we see zoktosis that the tznon is called chad taima. And this bashlu is lo gara mitznayin. Zatosvis, that dogmash and this bashlu bekaira is better than tznon, or lo gara from tznon. In other words, the amount of flavor that will go from the knife to the tznon is presumably less than the amount of flavor that goes from a pot into the food. If it's nisbashlu, so mamash the kol koach hatam, all the flavor that's in the pot is going to enter the food now. So it should be aser, right? If the tznon is aser, zaktaisis, so then the dogim sha'alu, dogim shenisbashlu b'kairah should also be aser. So zaktaisis, there's no raya. There's no raya. You know why not? He says, l'pirish ha'kuntris. The time of the asim rishon shashum and karish al hasakin ve'enu nikar behevatam rishon ein raya, meaning there are 2 days in Rashi there in Chulin as to what's the din of davar charif. Is the case of davar charif that I have a clean knife which I cut a radish with, or is the case of davar charif that my knife is a dirty knife that I cut a radish with? Right, we know this already from the end of Tzadi Hey, where the Shach told us that knives presumably are dirty. No. Remember that shach? If you don't remember it, now you remember it. Right? The shach says that a knife is presumably dirty. If the knife is presumably dirty, so then l'cha'ora, it's not comparable to the case of nat bar nat. Nat bar nat means I have a clean fleshig pot. I have a fleshig pot that's scrubbed, right? And all I have is the tam habalua b'kli that goes into my food. But if I have be'en there, if I have a dirty fleshig pot, so that would not be nat bar nat, then there's mamish that goes into it. Zaktaisvis, that you could therefore be docha the raya from tznon, right? We want to prove from tznon that nat bar nat al yidei bishul is going to be usur, right? Because al yidei bishul there's more koach than there is al yidei the tznon. But Zaktaisvis, hold it! Right? The tznon, there's mamish. With the tznon, it's a dirty knife. But the pot's a clean pot. And therefore, there's no raya. Right? And Shulchan Aruch over here makes a point to say the kedera is rechutza yafe. And the shach adds that what rechutza yafe means is an ordinary pot is washed well. Is this true? Ordinary pots washed well? Right? I would have learned the Shulchan Aruch that the din of nat bar nat is only when I know for sure that the pot is washed well. But if I'm not sure that the pot was washed well, maybe the pot is going to be usser. Maybe it's not called nat bar nat. It would mamish be tam from the mamish. Right? The Shach in Os Aleph says that lav lememra, that koshin espashol mistoma, we assume is a dirty pot, because that's not true. Rather, the average pot is considered rechutza yafe. But the average knife is not clean, and therefore we have a distinction between a ka'ara and a sakin. And therefore, right, we also can get out of the raya that Tosis brought for nat bar nat ayde bishul. That's the basic yisod of Tosis. This is normative Judaism. So far, so good? However, there is a dissenting view. You always need a dissenting view, else you don't have a shir to give, no? But the pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that a stam sakin is dirty, and a stam kedera is rechutza yafe, is well cleaned. That's why the shach is understanding the mechaber, or the shach is reinterpreting the mechaber. And therefore, we get out of Tosfos Raya, like we explained. However, if you look in the Prima Godim comments in Os Aleph of the Sifsei Das, that if you read the Minchas Yaakov on the bottom of the Torah Schatos, so the Minchas Yaakov says that maybe Stam Kalim Shogoyim is Rechutze Yafeh, but Stam Kalim of Yisraelim is not. Do not tell your wives this. Right? A guy, right? The Lashon of the Minchas Yaakov is that the Goyim are kaptia nikiyusa tfeimi Yisrael. Goyim are more careful about cleanliness than Jews. Who knows? Right? No idea. But that means that when Shulchan Aruch says that the Kederas be Rechutza Yafeh, it mamish means Rechutza Yafeh, that you know for sure that you wash this pot well. If that's the case, so Stam Kedera is not different than Stam Knife, and then we're back to the Raya, that Dogim Shenisbash Lo B'Kaira is going to be Osir, which is what the Yivon quoted from Rashi. Right? In other words, this technical issue as to whether an ordinary pot is presumed to be well-rinsed or not is really going to be very relevant lahalacha in terms of whether I paskin that Dogim Shenisbash Lo B'Kaira is Mutter or Osir. That's what should emerge from Tosis together with the Prima Godims. Now, it seems to me, I know I said that we were not doing much at the end of Tzadi Daled, but Tzadi Daled if Tess, there's a case of Bishul Dvash B'Machvas. Remember that case? You cook honey in a fleishiga frying pan, and then you pour it into a milchiga pot, so it's all mutter, the Mechaber says, because it's not barnat, no? And the Beis Yosef had two reasons that are referred to in the Taz here. He says maybe the reason is Altsanat Barnat. Maybe the reason is that's Altsanat Saint Tam Lufgam, because like we learned way back when, Basar and Devash is by definition Pogim. Remember that? Okay. Now, Lecha'ura, part of this issue is, one second, part of the issue is, are we talking about that there is Be'en, dirty Be'en in the pot, or are we talking about it's a Nat Barnat case? Lecha'ora, if it's not barnat, it means the pot is clean. But the din of that basar in devash is not the same time of gal. That's all about when the be'en of basar is in devash. It would seem, to me at least, and I didn't see others who point this out, that maybe there's a distinction between a ka'ora and a machvas, or a kedera and a machvas. A machvas is a frying pan. If you've ever fried, you ever made schnitzel? I hope so. It's good. Right? If you make schnitzel, so cleaning a pan, I'm not talking about like one of these Teflon pans, which are easier to clean, but to clean a regular metal frying pan with the oil from the schnitzel, it's very difficult. Frying pans are harder to clean than pots. Al pi rov. I would argue that maybe the svara at the end of Tzadi Daled with the machavas is that it's a dim nosin tan lofgam according to half of the Rishonim, because we're not talking about nat barnat case. Nat barnat means that's all cleaned, but by a machvas I don't assume that it's all cleaned. Perhaps that's what we are saying at the end of Tzadi Daled. But bekitzer, the yesod that we're trying to get at is that this question as to whether the pot is clean or not, which seems to be machlokes shach and the Minchas Yaakov, relates to how we pass in the halacha about dogim shenispash lubekaira. That's the first ta'ara. But this is also relevant for another issue, va'afaresh. I remember as a kid, so my parents traveled a lot, and my grandmother used to like take care of us. And my grandmother, so we spent a lot of time at my grandmother's apartment, and she used to make something called fish balls. Don't ask. It was like supper that she made for us as kids. And she always had a separate fish pot. Do any of you have parents or grandparents who have separate fish pots? Nobody. Oh my gosh. No Orthodox Jews here. Apparently there was an old minhag to have a separate path for fish. Where would that minhag come from? So, hanira, that this minhag is not crazy. Va'afaresh. The Gemara in Pesachim says that you could get davar acher, you could get saras, if you eat fish that's cooked with meat, no? It's kashal at saras, correct? It's a benisa. Again, some of the poskim say that's not all fish. It's a particular fish called benisa, but be it as it may, it could be kashal at saras. And there's some sakana involved. So the Taz over here in Os Gimel is bothered by Akasha. In fact, the Taz, our whole sugya is discussing Dagim Sha'alu B'Kaira, whether it's Mutar L'Achlam B'Kutach or Asar L'Achlam B'Kutach, the fish that is, let's say, cooked, right? According to half of the Rishonim, according to the Mechaber Paskin, you cook fish in the Fleshik pot, so it's Mutar to have the fish with Kutach, with Milchik dressing. And the Rambam says it's also to have the fish with milchik dressing. But yeder einer, everyone would agree that to eat the fish on its own is mutter, no? What could be wrong? Fish in a fleshik pot, what could be wrong? Frek the Taz, what could be wrong? It's going to give you tzaras! Hey, the Taz asks this kasha. Look at the Taz oskimo. Ve'en lahakshos, it's like in my Taz, it's two lines on the bottom, which is two lines into the Taz. Ve'en lahakshos, the mashra kan de davke im cholov asr hadag, avo bifnei atzma it's mutter. Frek the Taz, ha yesh bo mishum sakana, kimoshe kosev nisimin kuf tes zayin, which he calls kuf yud vav, shiye sakana im nispashal dag im basr. So Taz is bothered by Akasha. Look, there's a sakana here. So Taz answers, Dekan lo nochis lo din ze ela b'mashal nogeya linyan nat barnat v'ken kasa marasham parakir hanosha. Taz is saying, right, I think, if I understand the Taz correctly, and the Prima Gadim works very hard on trying to understand this Taz, but the Prima Gadim seems to be saying that the Taz quotes in the Maharshal that enochanami, it's going to be usur to eat the fish that was cooked in a flesh and gapat, because it's going to give you tzaras. We're only danning on whether it's mutter with the milchik dressing, with the kutach or not. So to that, the Taz says, yeah, we're not being noches to the halacha of sakana. We're only dealing with the din of nat bar nat, right? That's what the Taz quotes in the Maharshal. Then the Taz quotes in the Isser v'heter, Ella, that the Isser v'heter in klala metes kosav, v'chein kol davar shum yishum plitas kelim, ein osrim mi basar l'dogim b'diyeved, Mishum sakonas dover acher. He quotes on the Isser v'heter that anything that's outplaytas kalim, there's going to be no Isser b'di'evet. Meaning, you get an impression that l'chatchila, you should have a separate fish pot. Right? The Isser v'heter is arguing on the Maharshal. You get an impression, again, from the way the Taz presents it, the Prima Gadim tries to touch it up a little bit, but the Pashtus in the Taz is he's presenting a machlokas between the Maharshal and the Isser v'heter. Then the Maharshal says a fish that's cooked in a fleshik pot is treif. And the Isser v'heter says fish that's cooked in the fleshik pot is kosher. Right? Providing it's clean. Right? We don't answer pleitas kelim b'di'evet. But then the Taz continues. The Taz says, but one second. But the Gemara says, dogim sh'alo b'kaira. You get the impression that there's no sakana at all. So this is already when the Prima Gadim starts working very hard, right? First he said it's asur l'chatchila, right? The Isser v'heter says asur b'di'evet. The Isser v'heter says it's mutter b'di'evet. The Maharshal sounds like it's even asur b'di'evet. But then he has a question that everyone ate it. Everyone ate the dagim shalo b'kayra. The only shayla is whether it's mutter l'achma b'kutach. So if they ate it, you got the impression it's even mutter l'chatchila. So how do we unpackage this whole thing? So they point out that if you read the Isser v'heter inside, and it's in Klal Lametes Osvav, the Isser v'heter sounds like he himself recommends having a separate pot for fish, like my grandmother's minig. I assume, my grandmother, by the way, could barely read Hebrew. it's not a joke. Like, she was a very religious woman, but she grew up in Europe, and she could barely read Hebrew, but she had certain traditions. Like, you know, she didn't learn it from her mother. Her mother died when she was like a baby. She learned it from her aunt, who raised her. But the kids are, there is a minhag in Europe to have a separate fish pot. And many of the posts can quote such a minhag, that the Isser V'Heter says, only b'diyeved, it's okay. Not l'chatchi, you have a separate fish pot. What's that minhag based on? Everyone ate it. And even in the Isser V'Heter, if you read it inside, it doesn't sound like it's really Osser b'diyeved. So some say that that's the pshat. The pshat is that we're worried that maybe the pot is going to be dirty. And if the pot's going to be dirty, and there's going to be some be'en of flesh in the pot, so then it's really going to be a sakana. This is what Reb Feivel has in the Tziyunim Os Chaf Dalet. The Tziyunim letter 24 over here, he quotes Ayin Lashon Isser V'Heter, right? And he writes, Vishema Taimam Shaham Achmirim Mishum Dechayshinan Shalafam Yisha'er Sham Min Hamam Eshal Basar. Meaning to say that this whole conversation that we began with today as to whether we presume that the pot is clean or the pot is dirty, no? And the nafgaminas within the taisis about how I paskin a naparnat, etc. Naparnat ayde bishel. Another relevant factor in this question is going to be whether you have separate fish pot. The minhag to have a separate fish pot, l'cha'ora, says Reb Feivel, is based on what I would call the Sminchas Yaakov's approach or the like, that who says a pot is presumed to be clean? And the pot is presumed to be dirty, maybe it's going to be aser. We could look in the Chalkas Bin Yamin, in Reb Feivel's son, in Kuf Tazai, in the Sivkot Yud Ches. He discusses whether you have to have a separate fish pot. The Pashtus, I think, is that you don't need a separate fish pot, no? Me'ikar Hadin, but there is such a minhag out there, based on Divrei HaRishonim, which is not so crazy. But so that's the first Ha'ara that we wanted to talk about. Let's go back. Nat bar nat is mutter, no? The case in the Gemara of nat bar nat is that tam rishon is bekeli. Right? I have a pot that absorbed flesh, and then I cook fish in the pot. So tam rishon bekeli, tam sheni in the ochel, right? Comes along the Prima Godim. By the way, the Prima Godim in Mishpitzos Os Aleph over here begins. Rav Shecht always says that the Prima Godim was a Rosh Hashiva, and he apparently had like the brisker derech in learning. If you ever heard Rav Aaron Zichrono Levracha give a shiur, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, so Rav Aaron begins shiur by asking like 15 different chakivas. Perhaps you look at the sugi, you have to think about the following matters. You guys never heard Rav Aaron probably give a shiur. But Rav Aaron used to come to yeshiva once or twice a year, every year. Rav Shecht would always be mechaber him to say shiur in the kollel. He would go on for a very long time. Rav Aaron would always begin shiur by asking many different questions. You get the impression that's the way the Prima Godim learned. He begins the sugya by asking a million chakiris. What's the din of nat bar nat? Right, nat bar nat the iser. Is it a din d'irais or nat bar nat the iser is a din d'rabbon? Right, the Taz Leah points out that when we talk about nat bar nat, we're talking about nat bar nat d'hetera. Right, if I have a pot that absorbs treif, and I cook the fish in that pot, the fish is treif. I'm not allowed to eat it, no? Is that din d'irais or din d'rabbonah? That we know the answer already. That depends as to whether the lumdus of nat bar nat is a din of haklashas ha'iser, like the Ran says, or is nat bar nat a din of hanan b'sha'ari surim, no? Like the Beis Yosef had. Okay, we encountered that. Pimagam kisan giving chakiras after chakiras. Is it in d'irais or it's a din d'rabbonah? And one of his chakiras is, one second, the Gemara's case is that tam rishon is bekeli, and tam sheni is ba'ochel. What about if it's punk fakert? What about if it's tam rishon ba'ochel and tam sheni bekeli? Right, how you have a case of tam rishon ba'ochel, tam sheni bekeli? I'll tell you how a case, no? If I cook tam rishon ba'ochel, tam sheni bekeli, I'll tell you how I have such a case. Let's say I have an ochel, that absorbs some flesh in it, right? I cook a potato with meat. No, my chalam potato. Then I take that chalam potato I cooked with meat and I cook it in the pot. So tam rishon in the potato is tam rishon is ba'ochel, tam sheni is bekeli. Is that also not barnat? Right, when I subsequently cook, let's say, pasta in that pot, could I put cheese on it? Right, all I did was I cooked a potato in the pot, but it's a flesh, you get potato, because the potato was cooked with flesh. Right, but it's tam rishon ba'ochel, tam sheni bekeli. So the prima godem is mesupik, and then the prima godem is machmir on this question. Prima godem says that he thinks that the din of nat bar nat is only when it's tam rishon bekeli. And the Prima Godem quotes this from the Sefer Sharadura. And in the Pisei Tshuva and Ois Aleph, they point out that the Prima Godem is quoting the wrong girsa in the Sefer Sharadura. In the Sharadura Shalafaneinu, it doesn't say that Tam Rishon Sheba Ocha is going to be Aser. Shteinisht. But there's an Isser Veheter in Klal Lametes Osvav, who sounds like Tam Rishon Sheba Ocha is going to be Osir. You see, the Gemara Sofa Votazara tells me that when it comes to Lo Asra Torah Ala Kedera Basioma Bovad, remember, Votazara Daf Ayin Vav? Lo Asra Torah Kedera Basioma Bovad. The only time you have to Kashre Kalim and HaTaira is if it's a Kedera that was used the same day. The Gemara, in the context of that Sugya, speaks about it's not shayach that the pagam in the keli, that is a little bit of pagam. It might not be pagum until 24 hours have elapsed or until linus layla has come and gone, but it's a little bit of pagam in it. So it could be that that idea of tam rishon bekeli is because there's a little bit of pagam right away, and therefore it's a shtickle nice and tam of pagam. And therefore, when it goes into Eichel, that's how it's going to be mutter. But if Tam Rishon is Ba'ochel, maybe we should be Machmir. And the Prima Godim is inclined to be Machmir based on the Sharadura. Pisgah Tshuva says there's no such Sharadura, but there is an Isser V'Heter who says it. That Tam Rishon Sheba Eichel is going to be Osir. The Yad Yehuda is quoted in the Ba'adei HaShocha and Os Tes. The Yad Yehuda Tainas that Tam Rishon Ba'ochel is going to be Mutter, and he brings a Raya from the Gemara that we learned. Right? The Gemara says on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base in Chulin that Rav Aser Nat Barnat Hahuda Rav is not Beferish Itmar Elam Miklala Itmar. There was once upon a time that the eye was sick and they needed to make the medicine, so they make the medicine, right, with this bitter food in the stuff. And then they cook it in a pot, and then Rav tastes in the pot, and Rav says, oh, it tastes like the medicine, why are you giving me the food that tastes like medicine? No? That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara answers, no, maybe the only reason, right, why that case was also is because it was a dover mar, it was a very bitter flavor. Adkan divrei ha-Gemara. But you get an impression from the Gemara that if you'd be makel on that barnat, you should be makel on that case also, no? Now that case is tam rishon ba'eichel. What they did is they made the medicine by grinding some stuff into food, then cooking the food in the pot. No? That's the impression you get from that Gemara. So that's a Yad Yehuda's Raya, that Tam Rishon Be'ochel would still be mutter out snap bar nat, lule the fact that it was mar, and that's why Rav said it was usher. But as, right, Hahud the Rav, Laber Feirishet Mar, the Gemara says, basically that means it's a mistake, no? When the Amoram, according Rav, that Rav says not barnat is usher, it doesn't really mean that Rav ever said not barnat is usher. It's just that we're extrapolating from a story that we felt not barnat is usher according to Rav. This is machlokas. Prima Godim says not barnat when tam rishon ba'ochel is usher, and the others say not barnat when tam rishon ba'ochel is going to be a mutter. What's another case of not barnat tam rishon ba'ochel? Let's say I cut onions. Is this mutter? We spoke about the sakana case a few minutes ago, no? that fish and meat is presumed to be a sakana. By the way, I should point out the Magen Avraham and Kuf Ayin Gimel says Nishtanu Hativaim. No? Magen Avraham says that in our times, it's not dangerous anymore. Taisus in like every third Masechta has like an essay about Nishtanu Hativaim. No, this is like what made Slifkin famous. Like, what he did is he learned like 10 Taisus. That's like the whole theme of like all of his books. You know? A few different toses and tosim moi katan, right? The Gemara says that if you leave fish out for 3 days, it's much healthier. If you leave it out of the refrigerator for 3 days. So tosis says, don't try that in your own kitchen. Nishtan that fun, will kill you. No? Okay. It's a good kasha. Taka will kill you. Okay, fine. But the Magen Avraham says that it's mutas nishtan fun. So is this mutter? Am I allowed to cut onion with a fleshic knife and then put my onion on top of fish? Is anyone machmer on that? We assume that the taste from the knife into the onion is like a tam rishon, no? That's what emerges from the Gemara. That dogim shalo b'kaira, right, is mutter, that's tam shin, that's not barnat. But sinon shechatocho is usser, right? So if I cut my onion with some fleshic knife, how come the minika ulam is lohakel to put the onion on top of fish? Right, lachor it should be usher out the sakana. The Megillah Sefer is very bothered by this kasha. He works very hard to answer that kasha. Okay, so zayin. But bekitzer hamaseh is tam rishon ba'ochel mutter or usher is a machlokes between the Yad Yehuda and the Prima Gadim. And then they point out that Rashi and Kuf Tazayin. We had the Rashi already. The Gemara says on Kuf Tazayin in the Sugya of Davar HaMaimid that the Cholav Shebekeva, right, you're not allowed, if it's Cholav in a Kevas Nevela, it's Aser, but Cholav in a Kevas Ksheva is going to be Mutter, no? To be Maimid Bo. So Rashi over there is bothered by the Kash, isn't that a case of Naparnat? Isn't it Naparnat? So Rashi answers something about how there's going to be Tam Ke'ikar in the Cholav. That if the Cholav Shebekeva became Usher from the Basar, it's going to be Usher out Tam Ke'ikar. But the whole thing, like, is it not by not Tam Ke'ikar? It's hard to know what's going on over here. So, L'cha'ura, in that Gemara, the Pashtus is that originally we thought it's not by not, but then the answer is no. Maybe that's Tam Rishon Sheba'ochel. And Tam Rishon Sheba'ochel is going to be Usher still. So that's one issue of not bar not, whether tam rishon ba'eicho is going to be aser. This is also relevant. We won't say that case. Let's go on. In the Hemshach of the Pischei Tshuva, he has another case, which actually I got a shaila about this the other day. There's something called sous vide cooking. Does anyone know what sous vide cooking is? S-O-U-S space M-V-I-D-E, sous vide, two French words. Sous vide cooking is that you can cook, let's say, a steak. In the steak comes like in a plastic bag, and you cook in hot water, and you have a special thermometer that monitors the temperature of the water that always remains between 125 and 150 degrees Fahrenheit. The water cannot be 151 and it can't be 124. Right? It's got to be mavish between 125 and 150. That's sous vide cooking. Now, the steak that I cook is completely enveloped in the plastic bag. Am I allowed to cook a steak in sous vide cooking in a milcha gepat? Why did I get this shayla? Because somebody did it! Somebody from my show, right, was trying sous vide cooking, and then he realized, but I used a milcha gepat. So you ask him, well, when was the last time you used that milcha gepat for milchiks? So he said, oh, I made macaroni and cheese 20 minutes before that, and then I washed it out. Not by not, no? Isn't that a napar nat shayla? Tam cholav into the pot, from the pot into the water, into the bag, right? So is that a napar nat? So that's a case that we call napar nat b'shas bishol, which if you read the Pischei Tshuva and Os Aleph is a machlokas between the Chavos Das and the Beis Ephraim. No? Why is it shas bishol? The Chavos Das has a case like this. Let's say I'm cooking fish in the water, and a tipas cholav falls on the Deifen HaKedera, Keneger Hamayim, while I'm cooking the fish. That's b'shas bishul. The classical case of nat bar nat is that there are two time periods. First, the pot absorbed basar, then I cook the fish after. But if it's shas bishul mamish, Zok the Chavis Das, we don't have the cool of Nat. Beis Ephraim is Megal. I didn't know how do you pass him. I think it's Chavis Das Beis Ephraim. So I asked him Shechter. So it's like, we're not Megal on that. No. So I'm like, okay, I guess this sous vide cooking dude, right? It's going to be a problem. Napar Napisha special, right? This mamish going to be Osir, no? According to the Chavis Das. The rayas of the Chavis Das, etc., are stuff that maybe we'll discuss tomorrow. It's relevant for the Beitza that is found in Sif Beis, and maybe we'll pick up from here tomorrow. Okay, Chevra, may you be blessed.